Do district convention programs really have a significant impact on our lives? Please give attention to Brother Tyrone Smith, an elder from the Meyer Park congregation in Missouri City, as he interviews some who have acted on and benefited from previous convention programs. This part is entitled, Practice the Things That You Learn.
Jehovah God blesses those who listen to and who apply His counsel in their everyday lives. Early Christians in the Philippi congregation were encouraged to listen to and apply the things that the Apostle Paul shared with them. Let's consider together Paul's admonition to those brothers in the book of Philippians, chapter 4 and verse number 9. Paul exhorted the brothers this way, "The things that you learned, as well as accepted and heard and saw in connection with me, practice these, and the God of peace will be with you." So Paul encouraged the brothers to practice the things that they learned. Well, what did they really see in connection with the Apostle Paul? Well, they saw a staunch Christian, a zealous evangelizer. Paul was a diligent student of God's Word, and he was a flawless integrity keeper. Yes, that's what they saw when they saw Paul's example. And Paul encouraged the brothers to become imitators of me as I am of Christ Jesus. And those early Christians, by practicing the things that they learned, they actually received Jehovah's blessing. Yes, they actually put into practice the things that they learned, and Jehovah blessed their efforts as a result of that. And they actually showed that they were true Christians by the things they did. Well, what about us? Well, if we listen carefully here and take to heart the counsel and encouragement that we will be receiving over the next 3 days here in the Merrill Center, yes, from our district convention, our Deliverance at Hand district convention, if we take this counsel to heart and endeavor to put it into practice in our lives, then the God of peace, Jehovah, will be with us. But to receive Jehovah's blessing, it's vital that we not only hear the counsel, but we must work diligently to put it into practice into our lives, and then we'll benefit ourselves. And note how Isaiah mentioned that. In the book of Isaiah, the 48th chapter, in verse number 17. Yes, he told them if they listened and practiced the things that they heard, that they would benefit themselves. He said, "This is what Jehovah has said, your repurchaser, the Holy One of Israel. I, Jehovah, am your God, the one teaching you to benefit yourself, the one causing you to tread in the way in which you should walk." Well, in what ways have you personally benefited from and put into practice the things that you've learned from recent district conventions? Perhaps many of you may even recount certain points that you worked on from past conventions. But now, what we'd like to do is to interview some who have benefited from recent conventions, and they've endeavored to put into practice the things that they've learned. First of all, we would like to speak with Brother Reuben Chapman. Our Brother Chapman is a ministerial servant in the Meyer Park congregation. Our Brother Chapman, could you please share with us what you were determined to apply in your life after attending last year's district convention.
Well, Brother Smith, the admonition that we received at last year's district convention really helped me. I was able to use my Good News for All Nations booklet in reaching persons of different language groups. I've also been able to witness to those at my job who speak Spanish, German, Vietnamese, and Russian. We've had some lively conversations, too, and I've also been able to order literature for them through the congregation.
Oh, that's excellent, Brother Chapman. After working with the Good News booklet, were you motivated to even reach out further to extend the Good News to others?
Yes, I was able to expand my ministry. I was instrumental in organizing telephone witnessing for our congregation with as many as 6 of us at one time. We were able to mail out 4 of the What Does the Bible Really Teach books, and one of them has better than average potential of becoming a Bible study. It reminds me of 1 Corinthians 9, where the Apostle Paul mentions that to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To those under law, I became as under law, though I myself am not under law, that I might gain those who are under law. And to the weak, I became weak, that I might gain weak. And Paul said that he did all of this that he might by all means save some, and I am endeavoring to do the same.
Thank you very much for that fine experience. Next, we'd like to speak to Sister Bettina Bedford. Sister Bedford's a regular pioneer in the Fresno congregation. Sister Bedford, please tell us what problem you faced soon after attending last year's district convention, and also tell us what points from the convention helped you to overcome this problem that you were facing.
Well, Brother Smith, about 1 month after last year's district convention, I lost the job that I had because the company that I worked for went out of business. I then found myself in need of employment, and I also desired health insurance since my previous job had none. All the positions that I found were full-time and did not fit in well with my pioneer schedule. I prayed constantly to Jehovah for direction. Then I recalled the keynote address from our Godly Obedience District Convention. Brother Wyatt mentioned 5 ways in which we can serve Jehovah as Jesus did. Point number 2 in particular dealt with the need to pray to Jehovah when faced with serious issues. He mentioned how Jesus prayed all night when selecting his apostles, and also that Jesus did not ask Jehovah to bless a decision that he had already made, but rather looked to Jehovah for direction when selecting his apostles. I was determined that I would do just as Jesus did and look to Jehovah for direction when selecting suitable employment.
Well, Sister Bedford, were there any other parts on the program last year that helped you with this dilemma that you were facing? Now you needed to find a job that would fit upon your schedule, and you also needed medical insurance. Were there any other parts that helped you?
Well, yes, there was. Brother Hunter gave a part entitled Prayer Reflects Trust in Jehovah. He mentioned how it is good to pray for success in the pioneer ministry. However, we need to do the footwork. He also mentioned that we do not have the right to put Jehovah God to test because we do not have the right to divine intervention.
Well, Sister Bedford, please tell us, how did things finally work out for you?
Well, about 6 weeks later, which seemed like an eternity, I finally found suitable employment. I currently have the job, it complements my pioneer schedule, and it also provides health insurance, which I was in need of. You know, my experience reminds me of James 1, verse 6, where it says, "Keep asking in faith, not doubting at all." I never doubted Jehovah at all, and I am very grateful to him for allowing me to continue on in the pioneer service.
Thank you very much. Next, we'd like to speak to Sister Lisa Holland. Sister Holland attends the Richmond congregation. At last year's Godly Obedience District Convention, we were encouraged to help inactive ones. Sister Holland, can you tell us how you listened to and applied this counsel in your life?
Brother Smith, the talk, "Return to the Shepherd of Your Souls," really touched me deeply. It made me reflect on some in our congregation that had recently been reactivated and how thankful I was that they were now among us. I knew that the depth of Jehovah and Jesus' love was reflected in the scripture the speaker read to us from Luke 19:10, where he said, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." Well, I was determined to use the information from that talk to try to help someone too. My opportunity came actually when a sister that I work with approached me and said that she had been approached by one of our coworkers while she was on break. She had been reading a Watchtower article, and the coworker came and then started to tearfully explain that she was an inactive sister and that she just felt Jehovah didn't love her anymore. Well, I knew that this was my opportunity.
Okay. Well, how did you really take advantage of that opportunity?
Well, what I try to do is every opportunity to approach her and to share my love with her, as well as any articles or anything that I find encouraging. Of course, I'm not the only one. The original sister she spoke to does too. But one thing that I really appreciated doing was to find a copy of that very talk on recording, and I was able to give it to her. She said she really appreciated it. I knew she would if she could just hear Jehovah's love in that talk.
Please tell us, Sister Holland, how is the inactive sister doing now?
Well, I can't tell you how happy we both were when she approached both me and the original sister and said, "I'm coming back."
Well, that's excellent. Now, Sister Holland, I know that your husband, Mark, has a chronic illness, and it takes a great deal of effort on not only your part, but also your family members to really help Mark at the conventions. But tell us, how are you able to glean so much while at the same time helping out a loving family member? Please share that with us.
Well, it is very difficult when your mind is already preoccupied to not let other little things distract you. So I really try to take good notes, and I even highlight certain key points that I want to remember or share with someone else, or I make marks in the margin. And then later we do discuss those points with each other. But, you know, I can't tell you how much I appreciate the other family members, how everyone in the family takes turns with the caregiving, and that way each of us can get the most from the convention.
Well, Sister Holland, thank you very much for sharing with us how you were able to apply it. And certainly our inactive sister benefited as well. Now we'd like to speak to Brother Dane and Kemp. And we know when we come to conventions like this, we're all encouraged to reach out for additional service privileges and responsibilities in the congregation. Now, Brother Kemp is in the Kirkwood congregation. Brother Kemp, can you tell us how you put into practice what you've learned from recent conventions?
Well, Brother Smith, some years ago, there was a circuit overseer interviewed on the district convention program, and as he had been my pioneer school instructor and had served our circuit, I'd gotten to know him. So I was keenly interested in what he had to say, and he mentioned that to the degree that he had put himself in Jehovah's hands, that Jehovah had taken care of him. And despite the fact that he was now elderly and his health was not at its best, that he had no regrets. That was profound to me, because at that time I was looking to my future and decisions that I was making, and I had pioneered for a year or two and tried different things secularly, but I hadn't really reached out yet in the congregation for more responsibility. I guess I felt a bit like Jeremiah, but a boy and not really qualified for such weighty privileges.
Well, how did that convention program affect you, Brother Kemp?
It was profound. His comments and his heartfelt expressions as to how well Jehovah had taken care of him, his gratitude, it was like a living, breathing guarantee to me that if I trusted in Jehovah and put my faith and effort into that he would take care of me. And so I got serious about the responsibilities that I currently had in the congregation at that time, and before long I was appointed as a ministerial servant and then more recently as an elder.
Excellent. Brother Kemp, now we'd like you to tell us what additional privileges and responsibilities has resulted from your listening to and applying what you've heard at past conventions.
Well, I guess one of the most immediate benefits is that of Philippians 4:13, in that I have Jehovah's help, and I know in everything that I do that He's with me. And so that relieves me of the anxiety of worrying whether or not I'm qualified or worthy of these privileges. And also, truly, the joy of the ministry, progressive ministry, being able to shepherd the congregation. And I have to say, recently, Jehovah truly has opened the floodgates. Being able to participate in the hurricane relief work, having parts at the circuit level, and being the privilege of a district assembly in part. And also, last October, the fulfillment of a dream I've had for many years, being able to graduate from the ministerial training school. It was just amazing to me. And so I can truly say that having applied what I heard and the experiences that were affecting me from that convention program truly has benefited me.
Thank you very much, Brother Kemp. And certainly not to be omitted is our dramas. We all benefit from the dramas, don't we? But we're going to speak to two young persons. First, Brother Aaron Brown. Brother Brown is 15 years old. He was recently baptized. Brother Brown attends the South Post Oak congregation. Brother Brown, could you please tell us how you benefited greatly from the drama last year that dealt with Timothy?
Well, Brother Smith, since observing last year's drama, I've made improvements in my relationship with Jehovah. It has helped me to keep things in their proper perspective. I'm now focusing on keeping Jehovah first in my life and not worldly pursuits. The drama really showed how we as young people can be easily thrown off course if we're not careful. That's what happened to Jonathan. Timothy set a good example by associating closely with mature Christians like the Apostle Paul, which enhanced his relationship with Jehovah.
Very good, Brother Brown. And tell us, since last year's district convention, how has your relationship with your parents improved also?
Well, since the district convention, I've dedicated my life to Jehovah by water baptism, and I feel an even greater responsibility to be obedient to my parents, because Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 through 3 states that we children must be obedient to our parents, that it may go well with us, and that we will endure a long time on earth.
Very good. Well, Brother Brown, how has things gotten even better for you within the congregation since the drama last year?
Well, since I'm now a baptized brother, I've been privileged to handle additional assignments in the congregation, including handling the microphone.
It's good to see you making spiritual progress there in the congregation. Now, Brother Brown, could you please share with us what future goals that you're pursuing and why?
Well, if I don't make forward progress, I'm probably going backwards. And with that being the case, I have some spiritual goals to help me make forward progress. First, I would like to become an auxiliary pioneer. And upon graduating high school, I would like to enter regular pioneer service. And maybe I might enter Bethel service.
Well, we hope so. Thank you very much for that fine experience, Brother Brown. Now we'd like to speak to one of our young sisters, Sister Marisha Davis. Sister Davis also is a dedicated servant of Jehovah. Sister Davis is currently 17 years old. She attends the Maplewood congregation, and she's soon to be 18. Sister Davis, could you tell us how things have improved for you since attending the convention and watching the drama on last year?
I saw a definite contrast between Timothy and Jonathan. Jonathan pursued worldly things and drew closer to the world, whereas Timothy pursued spiritual things and was drawn closer to God. It reminds me of the scripture at 1 John 2, verse 16, where it says, "If you love the world, the love of God is not in you. And because I endeavor to have the love of God within me, I have reached out to do more in His service." An example of that is that as a family, we were able to participate in the recent relief work in the Beaumont, Port Arthur area, and actually able to work in the private homes of the brothers doing sheetrock work. And this truly was a privilege of service.
Well, that's good to hear how you've even been able to extend yourself to help many of our dispersed brothers in rebuilding their homes. But Sister Davis, could you also tell us how things within the congregation have improved for you, or how you see things even more clearly there.
The scripture at Psalm 68:11 tells us that women are the large army telling forth the good news. Lois and Eunice were a good example in this, and that they taught Timothy the good news. Their example, as well as sisters in my local congregation, and even within my family circle, have encouraged me to pursue the full-time ministry.
Well, certainly, Sister Davis, we'd like to know what future goals you have, and please share them with us.
Ever since I was a little girl, my goal has always been a regular pioneer, and I'm looking forward to attaining that goal this September.
Excellent to hear that goal. And we'd like to thank all of these participants and seeing how they were able to put into practice the things that they learned. Sister Lucille Dixon commuted on a bus provided by her congregation last year while attending the Godly Obedience District Convention in College Station. While back here in Houston on that Friday of the convention, she was in a local convenience store and she was wearing her convention badge. And now we'll look in on a reenactment of what happened while Sister Dixon was in the produce department of that store and she was approached by a lady who was not one of Jehovah's Witnesses. Please look in.
Excuse me, please. Are you a delegate here at a convention?
Oh, no, I'm not one of your delegates. But I'm one of Jehovah's Witnesses and I'm a delegate to the Godly Obedience District Convention in College Station.
What is that?
Well, Jehovah's Witnesses occasionally have international convention around the world. But this year we're having it locally. The main purpose of the convention is the Bible educational program. What it does, it helps both parents and children to learn about Jehovah and his purposes. And what this does, it enables them to live in Jehovah's righteousness system. The keynote address this year is on Sunday at 2 p.m. I have my program right here. Maybe you would like to look at it. It's Whom Does Our Obedience Belong? And what I would like to do is invite you to that program. And maybe what I could do is pick you up on Sunday and take you to the convention city. What do you think?
You are so elegant. I would really like to come with you. However, I have an agenda. And I'm a key speaker at our convention. I'm sorry, I can't come.
I'm so sorry. But tell you what if I exchange my number with you and maybe next week I could call you and we could discuss a few points from the convention. What do you think about that?
That'll be fine.
Okay, I'll talk with you next week.
All right.
Sister Dixon, could you now tell us the rest of the story after you exchanged phone numbers with Ms. Morales?
Well, after I did call as promised, and we discussed a few key scriptures from that talk. At the end of our discussion, I made some arrangement with her to meet in person, and which we did the following week. At that point, I presented her with the Bible Teach book. After that, we had several discussions to the point where she attended a meeting with me in Spanish. At this point, she's back home in her country, Cuba. Because the work is on the ban in Cuba, it's very difficult for her to get in touch with the witnesses there. However, at our last discussion, she did mention to me that she met one of Jehovah's Witnesses. I encouraged her to start a study. I haven't heard from her since, so I don't know what the progress she has made there.
Well, thank you for that fine experience from wearing your convention badge, Sister Dixon. The good behavior, the fine conduct, and the fact that God's people are well-groomed does not go unnoticed by persons of this world. Positive comments are made during and after conventions of God's people all over the world. People say good things about us. I'd like to share this one experience here that was actually shared with us. One hotel director says that every year, the day after our convention, the entire staff is happier because our delegates have given the employees a feeling of well-being. They attribute this to our families, who are so happy, cooperative, and appreciative of anything that the staff does. Jehovah's Witnesses are conscious of leaving a tip. Their children are respectful to adults. Their dress and grooming are exemplary, including young brothers in their suits and young sisters in their modest dresses. The director said that no other group has made such a lasting impression. Aren't we happy to hear such fine comments about God's people? Accept and apply what you hear and see at this convention. God's organization encourages all of us to put into practice the things that we learn. And we're also encouraged to follow good examples that are put before us. The Apostle Paul admonished the brothers back in the Philippi congregation. He told them to follow his example. And let's read together what he said to them at Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 17. He said this, "Unitedly become imitators of me, brothers, and keep your eye on those who are walking in a way that accords with the fine example you have in us." Yes, Paul set the right example, and others imitated his faith, and they paid close attention to and put into practice the things that they heard, learned, and accepted in connection with Paul. And you know, we too can put into practice the things that we learn at our Deliverance at Hand District Convention. What we want to be doing right now is thinking ahead as to how we can put into practice the things we learn. I'd like to ask everyone at this time to take out your convention program and turn to page number 5. It says, program points I plan to use. Here you can make note of key points that you plan to make good use of. In conclusion, be quick to follow through and put into practice the things that you learn here. And if you do, the God of peace, Jehovah, will be with you.